Ignatian Contemplation for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. Today's scripture is from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Music is Song Sparrow Serenade by Chad Crouch, made available under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution 3.0 Unported License. If you're unfamiliar with Ignatian Contemplation, you can find an introduction on the Contemplation webpage. I will read the Gospel passage twice before beginning the guided contemplation. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for whatever you desire most in this prayer time. If you're not sure what to ask for, you might ask for the grace to accept Jesus' invitation to rest with him. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them coming and going and recognized them. And they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The apostles are returning from their journeys to the surrounding towns, where they have preached the good news. Can you see them coming along the roads to where Jesus is? What do they look like? Are you with them? Are they tired? Energized? Happy? Frustrated? Walk along the road, using all of your senses to soak in the scene. As you and the other disciples approach Jesus, how does he greet you? Take a moment to tell him all you've been doing in your own life to spread the good news. Let him respond to what you say. Jesus says, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." How do you feel when you hear this? For the next few moments, let your imagination play out. How do you respond to Jesus' invitation? Where does Jesus take you to rest? Let your imagination run free. Perhaps it follows the story laid out in the gospel, or perhaps it goes somewhere else. Notice your own thoughts and feelings as you go with Jesus. How does Jesus show you compassion like he does for the crowd? Before you end your prayer, take a few moments to talk with Jesus as you would with a friend about what has just happened. Listen to his response to you. And when you are ready, end with a favorite prayer.